We'll start again, Daf Samach Tes, Amid Aleph, around 25 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is V'hazo. The Gemara said, Hazo my time l'dach Shabbos. At the end of the day, we're saying now, in a whole sugya, if the Hazo we're talking about is the Hazo of Tomei, Shechaliyos, Shvi Shaloi, Be'ev Pesach, like Rashi started off the sugya and he said that we're talking about that you're not Maza, because Maza is a Shvus, Tikkun Gavra, Michzike Tikkun Gavra, and you're not Maza, and you don't bring the Korban Pesach. Or we're talking about the Hazor of a Koyen in order to eat Truma, because Truma Gufa, it will be Mafish Dachi Shabbos. So for sure the Hazor is not going to be Dachi Shabbos. But the Gemara said now, we're going now, that Hazor is not Doicha Shabbos, meaning, even according to Beliezer, we're saying now, that's what he taught Rabbi Kiva. Hazor is not Doicha Shabbos. We don't do it. That means you don't bring the carbon. Even though he usually holds Machshir Mitzvah Dechish Shabbos. That's going to be the question. Zok Maravaz Omai Tamil Dechish Shabbos. Michli Tilto Baal Mahu. It's Muktzah. So be Dechish Muktzah in order to bring the Korban Pesach. Zok Maravaz Titchi Shabbos Mishum Pesach. Omar Rabbe, a new reason. Gzeira Shema Yitlenov Yavireno Abba Amis Bishus Rabbim. Gzeira the Rabbe. Why is it Muktzah? Because the Hazor is water, but it's...
You have a
tachzis, but you didn't set it aside.
Why not?
Why is it muktzah? So the Nadi Behuda in the Tzlach Yitaka says the Lashon of the Gemara Tiltul is another way of saying an Issa D'Rabbanon, Shvus. And what's the Shvus? Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, the Michzik Tikkun Gavra. Tiltul, he says, the Lashon of Shvus Ba'alma. So it should be Doicha. Zog the Gemara, Vazom, my time, L'dach, Shabbos, Michzik Tiltul Ba'alma, who it's only a Shvus. Like Muktzah is a Shvus. It's a Drabonon. Michzik Tikkun Gavra. So Titri Shabbos, Mishum Pesach. And to the Gemara, my Rabbi, Gzere Shem Etlenu, Yavirenu, Abraham, Shus Rabbim. Gzere the Rabbi. And that same Tzlach that he says, Gzere the Rabbi, he says, what do you mean? Gzere the Rabbi, we find in Shas, Megillah, Lulav, Shofar. And the Gemara always says, V'chein B'Shofar, V'chein B'Megillah. We don't say V'chein B'Azor. So he says it's like a tzir for both reasons. It's cited Michzik Tikkun Gavra and the Havaras Dal Ramas. It's not a regular Havaras Dal Ramas where everyone can make this mistake. It's only an individual. But an individual, we don't make this Gzeira. Other people remind him. So he makes it a Tzir. But upon him, the Gemara is saying that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees Hazor will not be Doicha because of a Gzeira de Rabbah. This is Rabbah. Gzeira Shemit Leno Ve'avren Abadam Tishus Rabbim. Frek the Gemara. What do you mean? This is according to Abeliezer. How does Abeliezer agree to this? Ule Abeliezer ne'avrei. Abeliezer says, Machshire mitzvah doicha Shabbos. Machshire mila. Machshire mila, the Mishnah says, even being mevashel. Even an issa d'oraisa.
Even a gefertige melocha, no?
Correct. Abeliezer holds even a fertige melocha is mutter. Even an av melocha is mutter. You ought to be mechal Shabbos for a mitzvah. Machshire mitzvah, even efshal asoison. Not all mitzvahs that are doicha Shabbos. The mitzvahs that are doicha Shabbos, like Mila or Hazor, theoretically, so then what are you worried about the Gzeira de Rabbah? Be Mavir. Even if you're Mavir, it's not a problem. The Omer Gabalez, Machshir mitzvah doicha Shabbos. And for the Gemara, Amri, Hani. Now the Gemara is saying, Alom de Sheteretz now. Zok the Gemara, Amri, Hani Mili Hecha de Gavre Gufa Chozi. When the Gavre is Roi, so then you attack him in Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because the Torah says that this person, you mechal Shabbos for us. For instance, Mila. So if the Gavra is Chozi, if the baby is right to have a Mila, it's not yellow. So Mila, now you can be mechal Shabbos. So there's a Chiyuv on the Gavra. So Mila, you mechal Shabbos, Bakshir and Mitzvah, Adoicha, Kong Tabliyaza, even Avalochas. Avalocha, the Gavra, Gufaloi Chozi. Over here we talk about that is a Tomei, Meis, Beshvi, Shaloi. We're discussing Hazor. Hazor means that right now he's not Roi. Someone who is not Roi is right now the person is not Mechuyev in Korban Pesach. Hocho de Gavra, Gufa Loi Chozi, Loi Romi, Chiyuve, Alei. There's no Chiyuv Korban Pesach for someone who's Tomei. Chiyuv Korban Pesach is for people that are Meshach Shach to the Pasha. He is removed from the Pasha Korban Pesach. When is there then that we're saying that you mechal Shabbos even ayde machshirim? That's when the person is roy. Kid is roy for a mila. Everything is in place. You need something, so you learn Mechal Shabbos, even to bring down Ramas and Shus Rabbin. Mashenken over here, the person is not Roy yet. He's Tomei. See, now you want to be Mazah in order to make him Roy? Well, the Hazoy, you might carry Dal Ramas Shus Rabbin. So we say, don't be Mazah. The Gavra is not Shaykh, he's not in the realm of the parish of Korn Pesach. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, if this is correct, Omar Rabba, Ledivrei Rabbi Eliezer, according to this lamdas, that the gavra gufa is not chazi, then you're not mechal Shabbos for it. Ledivrei Rabbi Eliezer, cotton bori mechamin loy chamin lavroisel amel b'Shabbos. A cotton that's bori. In olden days, you needed chamin in order to do a mila. That's your roiches b'mayim chamin. So a cotton bori that can have a bris. So then mechamin loy chamin lavroisel amel b'Shabbos. The chazilei, then the tinik is roy. Mashegin cotton choyla, ein mechamin lechamin lavroisel lemoiloi dolo chazilei. And we talk about that after the chamin, he will be able to withstand the bris. He gufa needs the chamin. So a cotton choyla, you would not be mechamin chamin because he's not a gavah the chazi. Zog Rashi, cotton choyla she calls man shloi chetzu. If you're not going to wash him, bechamin lo yira lomu v'im yichetzu yira lemila. So Peshat is the Rechitza Guf is going to make him. But right now he's not Roy yet. So you tell me you're not going to be Mal. A Tinek, that's a Choyla. Even though he can withstand the Mila. If you'd have Maim Chamin. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rava, V'i Borihu, Lomalei Chamin Avroisei. What do you need the whole Chamin for? What does it mean Tinek Bori? A Tinek Bori, so what do you need Chamin for? He's healthy. Ela Omar Rava, Hakol Choyla Ne'etz Mila, Echot Kotten Bori, V'echot Kotten Choyla. You're not going to be making chamin for any cotton on Shabbos. According to this, you're not going to be making chamin. Chamin you have to prepare before Shabbos. The whole sugya of yishtapa chamimei. But the point is that every child needs the chamin. And every child is not roy, that means. Because he's a choyla. Haka choyla needs a mila. So then a cotton choyla without being mechamin beforehand, you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Because now he's not in the realm. He's not in the parasha Bichlal. Now, if let's say you have the chamin ready, now Rabbi Eliezer holds, you're allowed to take the sakin, you're allowed to even make the sakin, you're allowed to put up a fire to create the sakin, that's because the cotton is roy. That's the difference. Once we're establishing a lomdus, you need the mitzvah, the gavri is roy. So if the gavra is not roy because the cotton choyla doesn't make difference, cotton choyla, cotton bori, hakol choyla, let's chamin. So if there's no chamin ready, you're not allowed to be put up the chamin. Mashenken, if you have the chamin, now he's roy. You're just waiting for the sakin. So then you're allowed to even carry the sakin, make the sakin, be mevash al mayim for the sakin. Like it says, Reb Lezer Shita and Reb Lezer Demila. Zog the Gemara. So enige nami, hakol choyla eats a cotton. Hakol chen eitz a mila, echad kotten bori, echad kotten chen leim, cham lecham lavroiz, lomele b'shabes, d'holoi chozi. So now Abai is going to ask Akasha on this established yisoid that we just said. We said a yisoid. When a gavre is roi, so then you taka du chil. Masha enkin, when a gavre is not roi, for instance, tome meis b'shvi shaloi, that needs the hazor. So Rabbi Eliezer that says in the Blessed Amila, Yimachal Shabbos, even for things that are Doicha Shabbos, even the Machshirim, Pesach, the Avoid is B'Shabbos, Mila is B'Yom HaShmini. But when it comes to someone that's not Roy, so then you're not Machal for. So Mamela Hazor, he agrees you don't do on Shvi Shaloi. Why? There's no promise Hazor. Not because of the Tikkun Gavra, like the Tzlach says. Tilta Ba'alma is only a Muktzah. It's only Drabonon. Mixim is Sakin Gavra. The problem is, you might come to carry Dal Ramas B'Shus Rabim, and we're goyiz Gzera the Rabba for a Gavad Lechoz, we don't say, Machshir Mitzah Doicha. Fact of Akasha, this whole Yisoid, I'm refuting from the Parsha of Mila, Ace from Parsha of Pekor and Pesach Alein, Ace Rabbaya, Orel Shaloi Mol, Onush Koris Divi Rabbi Eliezer. An Orel that wasn't Gemalt, he's Chayiv Koris, for Korn Pesach, we're talking about Korn Pesach. Getting chorus for Arelus, that is the end of his life. That's a different sugya. But we're talking about now, when you get chris, when you chayv chorus. for being mevatel din mila, or only at the end of your life when you leave this world without a mila. But that's not the sugi over here. Here we're talking about the Korban Pesach. If you're mevatel Korban Pesach, if you're tomei b'derech chayka, you're Pesach sheni. But if you're an oral and you don't do the Korban Pesach, onush koris divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Gemara's kasha is going to be, if we're saying that a gavra d'lechazi is not in the realm of the pasha, he's not mechuyev at all in Korban Pesach, so why would onish? Why would we onish be chorus? He's not chayv in Korban Pesach. He's not meshach shach to the pasha. We just said gavra d'lechazi is not in the chayv in the pasha bichlal. We said gavra d'lechazi l'gam yichyuv alei. There's no chayv Korban Pesach for him, so you're not, you can't be mazah. Exer the rabba. Because Exer the rabba, but he can't be mazah because he's not gavra d'lechazi. So why would he be chayv chorus? Why are you getting chorus if you're not in the pasha? Zok the Gemara Eis v'abaya. Orel Shloimol Onush Kores Tivrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'hocha de gavre gufa loy chozi. V'katoni Onush Kores. Alma ramich yuve alei. So there's a chiyuv on him. There's a whole question in the poskim. The p'tur of Derech Chayka. Someone's with Derech Chayka. Does he have to, is he mechuyev now to come closer to not be b'derech chayka? Let's say I'm a week away before Pesach. Am I mechuyev to get back or can I stay where I am? If l'ram yichuyev alei, so then why do you have to come back? Here we say, clearly in this Gemara is a mashmois, that an orel, there's a chiyev lomul. He's chayev chorus for not bringing Korban Pesach. But the Gemara's kasha gufa is that the fact that you have chorus in order to, because you're not, you weren't able to bring Korban Pesach, we see the gavur de chazi. What are you telling me that l'gam yichuv alei? Zogt Rashi, the first word line, Eis v'abaya godl shleimol erev Pesach. We're talking about regular godl, not oros shemeis machmas mila. That might be a p'tur oynis. Onush koreis bishvil sheroi letakin mivav shoyis mizman deshchitza Pesach lemalo. He could have fixed himself to get himself a bris that same day on Erev Pesach. V'loy nitken. V'loy domi l'tomei v'shoi b'derech ha'choyka. Oh, Rashi tells too, b'derech ha'choyka or tomei, she'en yichon l'takin b'yis and she'en shoyis. It can't be misakin. Someone who's tomei can't fix what he needs to do. U'mikami ochel l'gam yichyuv alei. Before that, there's no chiyuv. If he's not here, he's not here. So Be'etzim Rashi is saying a big chiddush. He's saying, Mikame hochel l'gam yichyuv alei. There's no chiyuv 2 days before Korban Pesach. There's no chiyuv Korban Pesach. And when it comes to Zman of Korban Pesach, I'm b'derech chayka, I'm not here. Frek de Michas Chinuch, what do you mean you're not here? Why are you not mechuyev beforehand? Why are you mechuyev beforehand? You're mechuyev to buy an esrog before Sukkos. So why should there be any difference of ilegab Korban Pesach? Make yourself sure that you're not b'derech chayka. He's matmiyah on Rashi de Michas Chinuch. Zogt Rashi weiter. Alma, what do we see? Zogt Rashi, Avagav de Lechazia. From the fact that it's Chayv Chorus, Ram Ye Mitzvah Lehecha de Efshel Mitkan. All you gotta do is get yourself a moil. So it's Efshel Mitkan. We see that even by someone that's Ram Ye Alei de Chiyuv. Vahazon Nami, or we're back to the Kasha. Why do we say Hazon is not Doi Chiyuv Nekom Tebel Yezer? Vahazon Nami Titke Shabbos, the Mitzvah Ram Ye Alei Letakin Lekach. That's your Mitzvah. Zogt Gemara weiter. End for the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to say the following yisoid in order to answer this kasha. There's a difference, which we're going to differentiate a fundamental difference between hazor that's lacking, by a tome that's lacking the hazor, it's called gavid olichazio, and a arelis that's lacking, the mila's lacking, is not called the gavid olichazio. What would be the difference? Both of them are lacking something. One of them we call in the pasha, and an elis chayv chorus. And one of them is not in the pasha, and we're not mazah. Why? Because gzeir the gaber, because he's bichlan on the gaber lechazia. So lacking tyra because of azor is called gaber lechazia. Lacking mila is not called gaber lechazia. Zok di gemara omar rabbe, kosover rabbi Eliezer ein shoychtin v'zolkin al tomei sheretz. That means a tomei sheretz for all practical purposes is really like a tomei meis b'shvi shaloi that's only lacking azor. Tomei sheretz only has to wait tuma till the erev, so that's the same thing as a shvi shaloi of a tomei meis. So there's a klal, there's a whole sugya if shechtim is zaknat tomei sheretz or not. If you hold ein shechtim is zaknat tomei sheretz, then we miss the tomei sheretz, even though he can be tor by the time the night comes along, he has to go to the mikveh. and he'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. But we're not shoychel on him. He has to wait for Pesach Sheni. You missed the boat. You have to wait another month. Why do you have to wait another month? L'maisa, I'm goy right now. Give me a chance. I'll go to the mikveh and I'll eat the thing tonight. I'll eat the Korban Pesach tonight. But b'shas the shechita, you are not goy. Ain't shoychtin v'zorkin atomishat. There's another tzad. You would say, shoychtin v'zorkin. You're going to be part of the chabura. Right now, you're not eating yet anyways. By the time we're going to partake in the Korban Pesach, you will already be tor. So shechtim v'zorkin al-tomish-eretz. But we're going now establishing the Eliezer's of the opinion. Ain't shechtim v'zorkin al-tomish-eretz. Because the etzem, he can have a shliach represent him, right? For even though right now he's not roy, but he can represent him. Oh. Zog the Gemara Samach Tes Amid Beis. Another you said. V'chol she'ilu b'yochid nitcha. B'tzibu avdi b'tuma. That means as follows. Whenever a yochid is nitcha, for instance, a yochid that's tomei, is nitcha v'pesach sheni, so b'tzibur, if a tzibur is in the same situation, avdi b'tuma. They bring the Korban Pesach b'tuma. That we know is tuma hutra b'tzibur. Korban Pesach is brought b'tuma. Another you said. And all this is going to come together to explain the Gemara's teretz. V'chol milse da asya b'tzibur. Isa b'yochid. A tzibur that does something, let's say a tzibur that's tomei, doesn't have to go be metar themselves. We don't tell a tzibur be retire yourself if you're able to and bring the Korban Pesach. No. A tzibur can go about without taira. So isa b'yochid. That likewise would apply to a yochid too. Something that a tzibur doesn't require, a yochid wouldn't either. Wouldn't require taira. B'chol milsa leisa b'tzibur, leisa b'yochid. Tzibur and yochid are totally zebizeh. Now the Gemara explains, after we establish these dinim. Areles di kule tzibur arelem ninu amrinunlu kuma muhulu nafshaychu v'avida pischa. Let's say you have the whole tzibur being arelem. Do we say, just like tumu hutra b'tzibur, areles hutra b'tzibur? Absolutely not. There's no such din. There's no such din after Roiv Tzibur being Arelim, bring it by Arelis. Kalar lo yoichaboy. What do we, you know what we tell the Tzibur? Go get yourself a bunch of Moilim and be Mal. So Arelis, the Kulit Tzibur Arelim, Ninu Amrinu Lukumu Hulun of Shaichu, we tell them be Mal, Vavi the Pischa, and then bring the Korban Pesach. So if that's the case, whatever we do by Tzibur, we tell the Yochid, so Yochid Nami Amrinu Lu, Kum Mohul Vavid Pischa. So, Mela, you want to say that he's a gavad lechozi? He's a gavad lechozi. The din of being mal is something that we tell him to do. We don't say you're not in the realm in the parish of Korban Pesach because right now you're gavad lechozi. No. What would we have done to a tzibur? We would have told a tzibur, get yourself a moil. Not, again, a suta b'tzibur. We would say, get yourself a moil. So, a yochid, we tell you, get yourself a moil. V'iloi moil. And if you don't get yourself a moil, v'ovid onush koris. And if you don't have a moil, and you don't bring the v'ovid pischa, then he's on his chorus. Then it's chayv chorus. He's the oral. Chalor lo yoichaboy. Masha ein kein, we're trying to differentiate between hazah and arelus. Tuma, what's the din by tuma? Di kulit tzibur tmei ninu. Loi madinon alayu. If the whole tzibur is tomei, do we say bring the hazor and be madina? Madina means hazor. Do we say madina alayu? Of course not. If the tzibur is tomei, they bring the korban betuma. We don't say do hazor. Ela avdi betuma. So yochid nami potur. So mele the yochid is potur, meaning he's not called the gamia. He's not gamia leila hazois. Someone who is just like the tzibur, we don't say be maza. So the yochid, we don't say bimazi either. So that's why someone who's a tomei sheretz ain't shechtin, ain't zorkin olav. And just like by a tzibur, we would not say we're mazah on him. So yochid, we're not mazah either. We say wait for Pesach Sheni. By a tzibur, punkt, you bring in Pesach Rishon. That's a different din. By a tzibur is not nitcha, yochid is nitcha. But the point is, we don't say that you are in the realm, in the parsha right now, that you get a hazah. We don't give you a hazo. We say, wait for the next round. Wait for Pesach Sheni. So that's the difference. We ask the Kasha, why is it that a hazo, according to Abeliezer too, is not Doicha Shabbos after all? We know that Makshira Mitzah Doicha. So why should a hazo be any different than be misakin, carrying a sakin? So we said, Gavel Chozi. I, Orel, we see that he's chayiv koris. There's a fundamental difference. An Orel, if the tzibu, because we're establishing whatever would negate to the tzibu would be applied to the yochid. And if that tzibu arelim, we tell them, get yourself a moyo. We don't say bring a bit barelis. Get yourself a moyo. If not, you chayiv koris. So who had in the yochid? He's called Mika Gavad Chozi. Get yourself a moyo. Eim achuyiv tamal. Masha'enkein, when it comes to Azor, we don't tell the tzibur, we're maza on you. We bring a betumah. That's the din of tumah to betzibur. A yochid, we don't do betumah, you do Pesach Sheni. So what then? We don't tell the yochid, Iram yolech lahazois. And that's why it's called the gavad lechazi. That is the difference.
We don't tell the tzibur to be to Azor. We don't tell the
tzibur. We don't tell the tzibur. But the tzibur we say, tumah to betzibur. That's, we learn from Exeris HaKosov, ish. Only by an ish, only an individual brings Pesach Sheni, and from there we're medayik, a tzibur does not have to bring Pesach Sheni. He can bring it in the state they're in. No, even if the whole tzibur is tomei, there's no inyan to be mitayin him. No inyan, even if you have time.
Maybe only
when they can't. We learn from Exeris HaKosov that a tumah huta b'tzibur, if they tmeim,
if they can't be mamazah, not talking mamazah.
So look at Rashi, the first narrow line, the last of the wide lines on the top. Shaloi damya, mitzvah hazor, the mitzvah mila. The mitzvah hazor, the last is Pesach, loy ramya atzibu, sharei mutorin lasois betume afal pi shechoyle litoyer. You could be mitar, you're not mechuyev to. The kosover rabbi, that was the first thing we established. Ein shoych dem zorken al yochid tomei sheretz shaloi toval. A yochid ain't zorken all of. We don't say you're part of the equation. No, wait for Pesach Sheni. Ein shoych dem zorken all of shaloi toval. But a tzibur yes. Va'af bi shegoy le'erev. V'chena tomei meitz chal shvi shal yes be'er Pesach shegoy nami le'erev. Tomei sheretz noket mishum de plukta gabeyu. Tomei sheretz the same as this. Ma she'en kein tzibur shoych dem zorken. That means even though it could be maza, we don't do it. Oysa mitumim yetzu. The chol shebi yochin nitcha tzibu oysa mituma. The chsiv ish ish. Ish nitcha vein tzibu nitchin. Alma l'gami mitzah zor de pesach tzibu. Umilse leysa b'tzibu leysa b'yochid. Let's just finish the next gemara. Zog the gemara. Alma l'gav hunem b'yir abishu l'rova. Oh, according to Rova, v'are pesach shein nida leysa b'tzibu v'yisa b'yochid. You just established that a yochid only has something that a tzibur has. Well, Pesach Sheni is not applicable to a tzibur, and a yochid has. So the whole klal is out the window. That's not called leisa b'tzibur. When you do it b'rishon, that pshat is, it's not pshat when you do Pesach Sheni, it's a nayachiv. Pesach Sheni is a continuation in place of Pesach Rishon. So Mamela, it's called Isa B'tzibur. Where's it Isa B'tzibur? By Pesach Rishon.
Zog the Gemara Vayta Meisvei. Yochol lo hiya onush kores ela shoye toyer v'shlo hiya b'derech choyke. You might think you only chayv kores when someone is available to bring the Korban Pesach and he doesn't bring it. He's a regular tor. Or shlo hiya b'derech choyke. He's someone who's not b'derech choyke. Or an orel v'tomei sheretz. Or someone who's an orel and he cannot bring the Korban Pesach or tomei sheretz, who has to wait for Tumas Erev. V'shakol atumei minayin, how do you know they're also chayiv koris? The pasuk says that v'ish ashehu toru b'derech lohoyo v'chol la'atza pasach v'nichaso. That person is chayiv koris. How do you know that all these other people, not someone who is tor or not b'derech choyka, a regular oral or tomei sheretz or other tmein, how do you know they're also chayiv koris? Talmud lohim, the pasuk starts with v'ho'ish. It says, "V'ish ashu toru b'derech lohoyo choyka." What does the ish coming to be marba? Zog the moritz coming to be marba these. Talmud loy mevo ish. Midikom mahadra tomei sheretz. Now the fact that we say tomei sheretz is included in the people that are chayv koreis, kosovar must be that ain't shechtim v'zorken al tomei sheretz. That we do not consider a tomei sheretz someone who's a regular tor that you can shecht on him because at night he'll be able to be tor. We consider him someone that you're not shechet v'zorik olav. That means he has to wait for Pesach Sheni. And likewise, the tomei mei shachal shvi shaloi, it's ain't shechtim v'zorken olav. So zog the Gemara, why the ish shechtim v'zorken al tomei sheretz? If you're going to say that shechtim v'zorken al tomei sheretz, so lom le adur alei. Why do we have to learn from a special ribui that ish is also marbe tomei sheretz? If a shechtim v'zorken olav, then we look at him for all practical purposes as a regular Torah that tonight's going to be Torah. Hainu Torah. Tonight he'll be a regular Torah. Right now for the Akrova, you can send a shliach on his behalf. But the fact that we are marbe ish a Tomish Eretz, Alma, it's muchach that Avagav the loichazi, even though he's not roy to be makib the Pesach, cause man he wasn't his all of, Rami Chiyuvi Alei. It's clearly that there's Rami Chiyuvi Alei. Meaning he's mechuyev to make sure that he's mazah, and to make sure that he's able to remitar himself for Erev, and not stam wait for Pesach Sheni. Now we said before, Rabbi said a klal that called milsa the isa betzibur isa beyochid. Well, this is leisa betzibur. This is leisa betzibur by a tome meis or tome sheres a tzibur that's tome. So then we don't say they have to be mitired themselves. So even though we see over here avgav the leisa betzibur isa beyochid, so we see now like Rabbi said that only dover betzibur isa beyochid and leisa beyochid. Here it's leisa betzibur isa beyochid. So Ebezoi, the kasha goes back on Abliyaza. Why do we say that according to Abliyaza is Azon Adoich Shabbos? And don't tell me he's a gavad lechazi like the tzibur is, because here we see clearly he's different than the tzibur. So Ebezoi, why all machshir mitzvah adoicha? So why should he be over here any different? Why would you be concerned about Avaras Dalad Amis? According to Abliyaza, you're allowed to carry Dalad Amis. Enter the Gemara. The reason why you're not maza is a different reason, even according to Abliyaza. Elo Magova, because Sover Abliyaza shechtim v'zorkin al Tomish Eretz. That means you be'etzim shechtim v'zorkin al Tomish Eretz. V'hu adin the Tomei Meis b'shviyah shaloi. That means even before the Maisa Hazor, before the Maisa Tefillah, the Shechit is chal on him. So he said, why do you need a Hazor b'chlal? If you shechit on him, so why do you need a Hazor? Hazor l'may, zog demo l'achila. It's only in order for him to be able to eat. Ba'erev. Zog di gemora, achilas p'sochim loy ma'akva. Achil is not ma'akiv. The reason why even according to Abeliezer, you're not mazah is because the hazor is only for the achila. Shoichtim v'zoikin al tomei sheretz, and who adin al tomei b'shvir shaloi. So what do you need a hazor for? What's a hazor for? For eating? Achil is not ma'akiv. Meaning I'm yoytze the current Pesach with the ma'isa krova, even if I don't partake in the etzim achila. So it comes out, Erev Pesach, shchali is b'shabes, with the reason you're not going to be matir hazor, there's no reason to be matir hazor, it's not necessary. Zogt Rashi, achil p'sochim loy ma'akva, v'hodichsiv ishlefi ochloi le'mitzvah. Zogt Rashi, the whole achil is only l'chatchila dikadin. The Tosafot over here argues, and Tosafot says that you have to differentiate dafka over here. Zogt Tosafot, on the top, achil p'sochim loy ma'akva, pirush, b'chi ha'gavne sheyesh b'yodeh l'taken atzmoi. When I'm able to be misaken atzmoi, then the achil is not ma'akav, v'ein ha'metaken, then loy ma'akva. Avo b'tomei gomur ma'akva. By a Tomer Gomer, it's Ma'akva, then it's like Dumi the Chol V'Zokin, where if you only have Chol V'Zokin on the Menuyin, then Avad is Ma'akva, you need Loichlin. The Loike Pirish Akuntas, the Pirish, Dorach Sivish V'Ochla, Hainu Le'Mitzvah. The Ole'el Ukim Le'Akva, so clearly Tosis holds that it depends what's hindering him. Is it something that you could be Mitakin Be'etzim, or is it something that is a Tomer Gomer? But Al Kaponim, the Gemara is saying, the Hazor is not necessary. The Hazor is not necessary because it's only for the Achila. And the Gemara asks, according to this teretz that Rav is giving now, that the reason why according to Abliyaza you don't need hazor because it's not ma'akav, it's only for achila. Im ken nimtze pesach, this pesach is nishchat sheloy le'oichlov. Assuming there's no one else here in the Bnei Chabura except for this Mr. Tomei. If only the Mr. Tomei Sheretz over here is part of the Chabura, he's the only person, or people like him, so then who are you shechting it for? It's like shechting loy le'oichlov. If there's other people, it's lo'ichlov, it's lo'ichlov. That's not a problem. But if assuming he's the only person, but if no one eats it, kenzah achilas ma'akev, but the shchit is lo'ichlov. Shchit is lo'ichlov should be a problem. So come at the nafkamina, the Gemara's kasha. According to Rashi, it's a lechatchila dika question, because it's not ma'akev, and according to Tosis, it's taka ma'akev, it's lo'ichlov. On that, the Gemara answers the lomda sheteretz. Oh my lady, Gemara's mechalik. Shaloi le'oichlov is what? When is the psul of shaloi le'oichlov? L'choy le'zokin de le'chozi. Meaning someone is not goy l'achila at all. They can't eat. They have no teeth. They can't eat. Choy le'zokin. Aval hai, mashenken, someone who's a tomei, is michzi chozi. Be'etzim is goy to eat. If he's toivel, and he'll be nitar, he's able to eat. So tikunuhud le'mitaken, it's only like an ayah de ravile. It's a zaytik azach that's preventing him from eating. Because he wasn't mitaken himself in order to eat physically. But it doesn't, that's not considered shloi le'oichlov. Shloi le'oichlov means that I'm be'etzim not able to eat like a cholev v'zokim. Zoktesis, ha'michzi chazi v'tikunuhud le'itkin, the be'etzim is roi, hikshi riva, im kenamai omer abeleza le'el, orel shloi mol onush koreis. Why do you say that an orel is onush koreis? Because he wasn't mol, ha'michzi chazi, at a le'itkin. Lacking a mila, why should be onush koreis? Be'etzim, I'm roi. So why would it be onush koreis?
When you're lacking a maisa begufoy, you need a maisa mila, which is a maisa begufoy. That's called shalal oichlov. Mashenkin, when it's over here where you're lacking the taira, that's not called a maisa begufa like a mila. So that would be considered mixi chazi. It's only an ayah der vla. So it's mechalik bedakas in lomdus between the two cases. Now Ragoz Yavitz is bavarns in this sugya comes out of gevaldige chiddush. We're saying that he's mixi chazi beetzim is chazi. It's only he's lacking a tikkun. So it ends up being, we're assuming there's no one else over here besides Mr. Tomei. Only the Tomei you're shechting on. At the end of the day, no one is going to eat this Korban Pesach. So we notice it's something called, maybe kochim lebeis apsul, usually means, there's a machlokes if maybe kochim lebeis apsul or not. Because at the end of the day, no one's eating it. So maybe kochim lebeis apsul means that you're making this man achila earlier when it was able to be. That's called maybe kochim lebeis apsul, become posel earlier. But to say that nobody eats it and it mamish goes le'ibud, meaning, and that's still called la'oichlov, is a gavaldige chiddush. Which la'oichlov? There are no la'oichlov. It's worse than maybe kachan beis apsul. Maybe kachan beis apsul is a shir in this man that it's, instead of eaten for X amount, it's eaten for less amount. Here it's not eaten at all. You're shechting a korban pesach for someone who's tomei, which means at the end of the day, it's just because in Lomdus he's lacking the maisa taira, but at the end of the day, no one's going to eat it. So it's mamash le'ibud. It's not just maybe kachan beis apsul in zman, it's be'etzim, nobody eating it, and yet it's still called la'oichlov be'etzim. It's a gewaltige chiddush. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara, Klal Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah that Yochel HaSoysoy is not doicha. Omer Rabbi Yidomer Rav, Halochki Rabbi Kiva, that Kol Shef Shal HaSoysoy is not doicha. V'tanana, Amiga B'mila Ki Agavne, Klal Omer Rabbi Kiva, Kom Loch Shef Shal HaSoysoy is Merab Shabbos. Eina doicha za Shabbos. Mila, Shef Shal HaSoysoy is Merab Shabbos. The Mila which cannot be done before Shabbos, you have to wait for Yom HaShmini, is doicha za Shabbos. V'omer Rabbi Yidomer Rav, Halochki Rabbi Kiva, Halochki Rabbi Kiva. So what I have to say, it's over here and sign in Shabbos. So Gemara Tzricha, you need a Tzai Korban Pesach and Tzai Mila. The Yashmin Gavet Pesach, I would say, Hosom Mitzvah Loidochi Shabbos Mishum De Loinichas Oleh Shalosh Brises. Over there, we say that the Machshir Mitzvah is not Doichi Shabbos. Why? Because Pesach is not as Chomer as in Bris, which is Nichas Oleh Yidgum Brises. So that's why it's not Doichi. But maybe by Nichas Oleh Yidgum Brises, the Machshir would be Doichi, even Efshel La'asoy Soy. Ava Mila, the Nichas Oleh Shalosh Brises, Ema Litchi, even though it's Efshel HaSoysoy. V'yashmin HaMila, if we say only the case of Mila, Hosamu Nemachshir Mitzvah Leidochu. Over there it's not Doicha. Why? Why is it not Doicha Shabbos? Even though it's Nichas Yud Gemal Brises, the reason why Machshir Mitzvah not Doicha Efshel HaSoysoy, because Lekha Kores. There is no Kores today, if Lamaisi you can mal tomorrow. Ava Pesach Dika Kores, this Kores today, right now, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, Eme Litcha, maybe the Machshir Mitzvah will take a Doicha, even Efshel HaSoysoy. Tzricha, by both cases, we say that Efshel HaSoysoy is not doicha, and that's where Pasach Rabbi Kiva, not just by Mila, also by Pesach, and each one has its chiddush. The nichzal yud gemal brisos, and the fact that you chayv kores or not chayv kores. Now Rashi says the leka kores leboy bayoyim im yimel lamocher. You're not going to get kores if you're mal tomorrow, because the ma'isa you can be mal tomorrow. There's another tzad that you're not chayv kores only till the end of your life when you leave this world with being an orel. But like upon him, for right now there is no kores. Now, even if he's going to be chayiv before the end of his life, it's only sheyigdal. As a tinuk, he's not going to be chayiv koris. The father's not going to be chayiv koris. So, other than matchik and Rashi, when it says lemochar, it means lemochar sheyigdal. All right, we'll stop over here towards the bottom of the Omid by the Mishnah.